Elissa Walker Campbell, I want to welcome you back on this Friday night to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And here we go. It is time to preview the men's Final Four. We started with 68, and to be one of the last four standing in the NCAA tournament is without question a shining moment for each of these teams. What a pleasure to welcome back in. He's been with us the past couple of months, Lee Klein, the contributor of Slam Magazine, who's going to help us preview this weekend's action and the Final Four. Also want him to weigh in on the movement of the coaching carousel. A lot taking place, and of course Lee's joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Lee. Nice to have you back.
Oh, it's great to be back, and it's hard to imagine after four exhilarating regional finals that we could top that with the Final Four here in Indianapolis starting up this weekend. So we're in for this last part of the roller coaster.
Hey, it's going to be a lot of fun, but I want to back up just a moment. You've had a very ambitious week because I understand you were at the McDonald's All-American game. What was that like? Kind of give us a preview of what we can anticipate.
Well, I'll tell you this. Freshmen are such a valuable part of the talent pool for college basketball, and so this crop of McDonald's All-Americans are going to be counted on to fill some lofty shoes, especially for a lot of these top teams.
Yeah.
What I saw was one player to me stood head and shoulders above everybody else, and he's Ben Simmons going to LSU. He's a 6'9", do-it-all, just really glides through the air, uses either hand, just a terrific player that dives on the floor, you name it, Ben Simmons does it, and he will be an LSU Tiger next year.
Well, what about some players that are headed perhaps to Duke?
Well, I'll tell you this. Duke had two players in the game. Chase Jeter, really skilled 6'10 finesse player. Not quite the replacement for Jahlil Okafor, but definitely somebody who offensively can do a lot of great things on the court. And Luke Kennard, really fun to watch. Dynamite shooter, scorer, 6'5 kid from Ohio. Something that I think he's going to become a fan favorite at Duke in a quick while. Another kid that impressed me was a future Kentucky Wildcat. And I know a lot of our fans are probably sighing, saying, what, more players to Kentucky? Yeah.
The train keeps going in there.
Isaiah Briscoe is a guard, point guard, that just has that East Coast toughness and is really got a little chip on his shoulder and really gets in the lane with ease, hits the three. He is going to be the next one to replace whoever leaves in Lexington.
Wow. Hey, Lee Klein, the contributor with Slam Magazine, also owns and operates the prestigious five-star basketball camps, is joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. As always, open invitation. We would love to hear from you. And you can join us at Twitter at eRadioSports or go online to yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. So it is time to preview the Final Four, Kentucky, Wisconsin, Michigan State, and Duke. And how about the biggest surprise team? Of course, that is Michigan State. We've talked about them many times over the past few weeks. Talk about their unexpected arrival to the Final Four. What a journey.
It's unbelievable. Someone showed me a graphic this week. It said Michigan State seed 7 showed UConn seed 7. Showed the seeds that they beat, the path that they got there, their record, and it's identical. So maybe there's something surreal about it that we as humans can't understand. But this Spartan team that embodies toughness has been able to get it all together in this run and is playing their best basketball. And it's amazing to see Tom Izzo, a year ago complaining about not having recruiting success after losing Tyler Ulis to Kentucky, losing a couple of other blue chip guys, and then, if you will, in losing to Texas Southern and people like that in the early part of the season. And you blink, and Izzo does it again. Here we are in the Final Four.
Well, Michigan State, the improbable run, but they did make it. And I think back to many of our conversations, Lee, and you just talked about the beginning of the season. I mean, they suffered major losses of players, but they've proven they don't have a big, sexy star and a big name, but they know how to win no matter what. I mean, they're able to muscle through any difficulty.
Well, they embrace the struggle. You see, with Tom Izzo, it's about you know, it's okay to lose December games as long as you continue to improve. And so all of that builds into the end product, which is what you have now, which is a team that's resilient, that understands their capabilities as well as their deficiencies, the things that they struggle to do. But they're all in. And, you know, what I love about it, you got a couple of coaches' sons there that, you know what, they're not going to be the NBA guy. You know, Duke's going to throw out there in this matchup, you know, four or five guys are going to play in the NBA.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of these state kids will, though, boy, I'd take Brandon Dawson on any NFL team that I rooted for. But state knows who they are, and they play with it. They play hard, they play tough, and they may out-tough Duke this game, but the Blue Devils are coming in on a wave of great outside shooting and Justice Winslow that's been able to complement the interior play of Okafor. Justice Winslow has been the best player in this tournament the last three games.
Well, let's talk about the Duke Blue Devils. Their 12th Final Four for head coach Mike Krzyzewski, tying John Wooden for the most by any coach. What is the formula for his success?
And you remember they want to get rid of him, right?
Yeah.
When he first started for his first 3 years. You know, I think at this point, at this stage, when you're this level of success, the ability to make changes, I think, is the most remarkable thing. You know, Duke was a program that was always about, you know, four-year guys and this and that. Well, they adjusted and adapted. You know, of course, Jabari Parker was one and done. And here you got three really unique talents that will have opportunities to make the jump. I'm sure at least one will, maybe two, will make the jump to the NBA. But to adjust is to be able to embrace that, you know, we'll take a guy, even if it's for a year, and integrate him into the program. But here's the thing. When you play and you put that Duke Blue Devil uniform on, you're committing to something a lot greater than your individual stats, your individual role. You're committing, you're part of, right now, you know, probably one or two is the greatest programs of the modern era. And you're about continuing the program and playing your role to get another, you know, to get another Duke championship. And for Mike Krzyzewski to show that, despite, you know, every decade, since, you know, every decade, Duke finds its way and they get to the Final Four and they, you know, they're playing. I think they'll be playing for a national championship. So that's a remarkable test of time. And boy, he's aged pretty well compared to, you know, his former players.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Okay, so Coach K, he owns an 8-1 record in head-to-head matchups against Tom Izzo. And you said, obviously, that you see Duke advancing. Give us just a quick hit on just their tremendous freshmen that they have, that trio.
Well, we talked a little bit. Justice Winslow right now is as sort of an aggressive a player as we've seen in this tournament. And he's really, you know, he had a stretch early in the season where confidence maybe was lacking and he was relying too much on his three-point shot. Now he's really taken off, not just a great defender, but now assertive with the basketball. And Julio Okafor, who's, you know, the rookie of the year and probably number two in the National Player of the Year ranking, he's a guy that he forces every team to adjust. He's the first part of the game plan because you cannot guard him straight up one-on-one. He will just destroy your team. He's averaged a double-double. He's been terrific all season long. And that'll be something that the first thing that Tom Izzo plans is how do I scheme and try to offset what Okafor is going to do. And then Tyus Jones, the dynamic point guard, who could score it, was fantastic at distributing the basketball. And one of the, probably to me, the strongest ascension that they've made is on the defensive end. They are now 17th in the country in defensive efficiency. They were two short weeks ago outside the top 50 and a month ago outside the top 100. So what they've been able to do in extending their defense by putting Okafor at the four, having Emile Jefferson come off the bench has really helped them become the defensive team that it needed to be to threaten for a national title.
Mm-hmm. Duke's fab freshman. I mean, you look at it, that three combined for 40 points, 16 rebounds, and 8 assists in the Elite Eight with that win over Gonzaga. Well, listen, we'll see how this all plays out. And, of course, enjoy the championship game on Monday night. And we'll be very anxiously to catch up with you next Friday night. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
That, of course, was Lee Klein joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Stick around. Much more straight ahead. We're going to have some NBA news and notes and preview, continue our preview of the Final Four. Stay close.